You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is M with Night Out. Morena M, how are you?
Morena.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations, new EP, which is kind of a follow-up to Tender, which came out earlier in the year. This is Cloud City. Tell us a wee bit about the relationship between those two, because I know they're kind of in conversation with each other.
Yeah, for sure. So Tender was sort of written like spring, summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cloud City was written sort of like autumn, winter this year.
They do have that sound to it. There is kind of like a more maybe, although they've both got an introspection because, you know, it's a going through the seasons of life type of experience that you're processing. But this EP has something quite like thoughtful about it and maybe has like a groundedness, you're sort of reflecting on people around you. Is that right?
Yeah. So that's like the total idea is kind of reflecting on like my relationship with the world and my relationship with social media. Like looking at like the friends around me and the people around me and like who brings me happiness and fulfillment. And then also sort of reflecting on maybe like previous friendships that I've had that maybe like, you know, given time, you feel better about or you kind of have a new perspective on.
That's a really interesting position to look at relationships from. I think that's maybe not one that is explored so often in music, maybe. What was it interesting to you about that idea? Why were you chasing that one?
I think I was sort of reflecting on, you know, like where like maybe a couple of my like current friendships are, and then maybe like people who I haven't seen so much recently, or like maybe from a few years ago, people that I'd fallen out with who I'm like sort of back friends with. And then looking back at, you know, from earlier, being like, well, there was this person that, or people who you know, had a falling out with, but now if I saw them around, I would actually be like really happy for them. It would bring me a lot of joy to just like see them, and like realizing that there is that healing process.
It's a nice thing, takes a bit of time sometimes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. To get some water under the bridge, so to speak.
Totally. And so I don't know, I think like the kind of song idea came out of nowhere a little bit, and I really just wanted to run with it and sort of explore that within myself a little bit, because you're right, like you don't hear many people like going down that sort of road.
Totally. It does feel like you've had a very reflective year this year in your own music making. We were just chatting before we came on air about just, it's a bit mental at the moment. Everything's busy. Suddenly Christmas is like so soon, the summer holidays and the classic New Zealand shutdown period. So everything is very full on. And in your other, you know, music world where you're working on other people's projects as a producer and an engineer and kind of working in that space, it must be quite a different mode shift to then be focusing on your own stuff. How do you kind of switch into that space for yourself? Do you have to think about it, or is it just a natural switch?
I think it's about waiting for the natural switch to happen.
Right.
Like I can't force it.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like some days I finish a session and I'm just like, I just really, really want to go home. And then other days it's like I finish a session and I'm like, I could stay here for another 2 or 3 hours and just like get some stuff done. And there was when I was recording Cloud City, I finished up a session in like a big studio for the day and then was like, I'm just feeling really inspired. So I just texted the studio manager and was like, is it okay if I stick around and muck about on some stuff? And
yep.
they were like, sure.
That's so nice.
And so, yeah. It is really about just waiting for the moments when I'm feeling it, because you don't want it to feel like a punishment.
Yeah. Especially when it's something that you're kind of processing as your own life, I guess.
Yeah,
you don't want to be making that harder for yourself than it already has to be when you're going into your feelings and your head a little bit.
And you don't want like to force yourself to understand either. You just sort of have to wait for the moment where you're like, okay, I feel like I can explore this now.
Yeah. Where do you usually start with a song? Is it a melody? Is it a lyric? What's your kind of genesis point?
I kind of rotate between two. It's either that I get some like chords that I'm just sort of, there's like a way to a from, really, that I can kind of write to, or I'll just get random melodies while I'm doing the washing.
Yeah.
and then I'm just like, I have no idea. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm singing in a key and I just need to find it.
Just sing into your phone until your little app tells you what the note is. Yeah, yeah. Definitely seen a bit of that. So this is one of those EPs that does feel like a nice chapterization of an experience you've had. What are you working towards, like, for next year? Because I know you're someone who's always got an eye on the future. Is there an album? Is there a longer project? What's the goal for you at the moment, Em?
Well, so the general idea is, you know, because these last two have been so like in conversation with each other, my goal for next year is to put out an album that like combines these two EPs and a little bit more.
Cool.
And hopefully just gives like a full sort of picture, I guess, or a full exploration of concept.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to hear that.
Me too.
Cloud City is the name of this EP. It's also the name of the track we're going to have a listen to in a minute. But I wondered where that name came from. It feels a very Aucklandy sort of vibe, particularly the year we've just had. But what is that like phrasing for you?
So like the song is really about feeling grateful for my friends, especially a lot of like my single friends who like you know, just sort of lived life with, and just people who are happy to have fun and be themselves and not like too worried about anything else. And so the name of the song came from, we went to the Julia Jacklin show earlier in the year.
Amazing.
And I just went with this wonderful friend who has so much beautiful energy, and she loves storms.
Ooh.
Like, so we're driving to Julia Jacklin and she looks up and she's like, it's a storm day, and got really excited.
Yes.
And also like loves the moon. And so I don't know, like Cloud City and basically all of the lyrics from that first verse is just like quotes from the car ride. And yeah, that, but I think also there's a little bit of like the phrase Delulu has come up a lot on social media lately. And I feel like it also reflects into that a little bit.
Nice. So you got to be a little bit Delulu.
Yeah, Cloud City,
yeah.
You know.
Totally. Em, it's a really beautiful EP. Where can people go and get it?
So you can find me on all the usual listening places under Em. If you just search Em Cloud City, I'll be there. Or if you go to Instagram, EmilyWSAudio.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Em, for coming in. This is Cloud City, title track of your new EP. Looking forward to hearing more from the album in the new year.
Thank you so much. All I want to see is the moon. We're in Park City. Could you keep an eye out for me? We'll park out the front. Alone enough to be someone new. We're in Cloud City. The thunder's rolling in and we've got nothing much to do. Right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.